And
hey, Jolie. So today is, I cannot believe, December 8th, 2010. And the lesson that we're going to do is number 335, called Pushing the Hip Backward. And really, I'm going to say we're going to be taking the pelvis backward, not the hip. But I always read the titles correctly. So how we start with a lesson, for those of you that are new, is you start off lying on your back with your arms down by your side and your legs long. And you start to do, like, it's almost like an inventory. So to drop into becoming aware of yourself is to start noticing, how am I today? How do I lie on the floor? So if you can bring your awareness and your attention up to your shoulder blades and to notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. And you may ask yourself, one shoulder blade rests more comfortably or one feels higher. And it's all about just noticing it. At this point, it's not about changing anything or trying to make them even, but just becoming aware of these differences that you might have. And then coming down from the shoulders is to notice your back. So you've got your spine in between your two shoulder blades, and just really observe how your spine is resting on the floor, or perhaps not resting. Does it feel as if it's really in the center of your two shoulder blades and arms? Does it feel straight, or you might feel almost curved a little bit to one side? And again, not correcting anything, just having an awareness. And then traveling all the way down your spine to your pelvis and really noticing your spine and then how your spine enters your pelvis. And again, the question being is, does your spine feel like it's in the middle or the center of your pelvis? And how does each side of your pelvis rest on the floor? And then noticing your legs and how your legs are lying on the floor. One leg might feel longer, one leg might turn out more than the other. And then the last piece to become aware of is your breathing. And again, those of you that are new, is to come to an awareness about your breath and your breathing, that there's four parts to your breathing. So again, you're not going to change anything, you just drop your awareness into observing. So notice how you have an inhalation, and at the very end of your inhalation is a pause. And we need that pause so that we can transition into the exhalation. And then at the end of the exhalation is a pause. So just get clear about those four parts. And throughout the lesson, I will draw your attention to your breathing and to see if you're still breathing, or again, there might be a moment of holding your breath. And that's another habit that we often do, is clenching the jaw, holding our breath. And we're walking around, we're not even aware that we're doing those things. So again, I'll draw your attention to that. OK, Okay, so you're going to roll to your side and you're going to come up to sitting and you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. Okay? And if you need to lean on your left hand, you can do so. But if you can put your left hand on your left thigh, and your right hand is going to go right here on the right side of your pelvis. Remember I said the lesson was called your hip, but it's really not. I'm going to talk about the pelvis. So your pelvis is that big bone, right? And if you want to, you can put both hands there. Okay, so, but focusing on the right side, begin to do a movement of taking the right side of your pelvis backwards. So it's like you're rounding the right side only. That's it, Julie. And that's why you might want to lean on the left hand or, is that easier to lean on the left hand or put the left hand on the left knee? So think of taking the right side of your pelvis backward and then let it come forward again, which would be pushing your belly out. That's it. And go backward.
Straight back rather than twisting.
I'm going to let you twist right now a little bit. Yeah. And actually, let's do this. Everybody put your hands behind you with your fingers forward. And let's do the movement this way, moving the whole pelvis so that it's clear. So you're going to take your pelvis backwards. So it's like pulling your abdomen in, rolling your tail underneath you. Everybody do it. That's it, Anne. Anne, can you rest on your hands like this? No, you have to be like this? Wrist stuff? Okay. That's it. So round, and then push your belly forward and come up tall. That's it. And then round again. Everybody get really familiar with this. That's it, Anne. See if you can think of letting this come back. There you go. And then pushing up and forward. Come forward. Push your belly out. More. There. And arch your back. And then round. That's it. So that, in fact, let's see if you can put your hands there. You don't really need your hands. That's it. You really don't. So feel as you round back. That's it. I'll come around to help you guys. As you round back, feel how your chest rounds, but I want you to keep your head on the horizon. So in fact, your chin will come forward. So your head comes forward as the pelvis goes back. And then as the belly comes forward and your chest comes forward, your head grows tall. What are you doing, silly guy over here? Okay, do both sides. So round, but don't drop your head. So the chin, okay, round your spine. No, round and let this come forward. There, keep it on the horizon and now get tall. And now round, that's it. And now get tall. No up and down with your head. So what I mean by that is your chin and your nose stay directly facing the front of the room. You don't pull your chin into your chest. So Julie, straight, okay? Imagine if you, yeah. So now you feel that the head goes up and down. That's it, Karen. But see if you can let this relax. So as you round, mm-hmm. let this drop, but your chin doesn't drop. Nope. Okay, so let me hold your head. Mm-hmm. Drop your chest. There you go. Mm-hmm. Drop, 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 drop. Round, round. And then belly forward.
Okay.
And now let's try it again. Keep your chin up. Let this fold. Yeah, see, the only way you feel like you know, fold, mm-hmm. fold. Okay, so now stay here and lift your chin. I know. Mm. That's foreign for you. That's it. Now keep your chin on the horizon and let this soften. Now pick your chin up. There, no, not all the way up, just on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Horizon straight in front of you. And come up.
Actually, it's funny, I thought I was doing that, but I'm not.
And now, yeah, see, you want to drop your chin. Mm-hmm. So let this fold. There!
Okay.
There, you've done so. There. And now come up. Okay. Rest on your backs. I've had you sit for a long time. So for those of you that are new, it's the challenge is the sitting. It's a little tiring when you need a break, and I'll try to give you breaks. But see, so Karen, already you're seeing.
Yes.
There's a very strong habit that when we soften our chest, we want to lower the head. So this is very unusual to keep the head on the horizon and let this come up and down like this. But it's what we need to do in skiing, running, all activities where we're up like this, because you don't do this. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing that. You want to keep your eyes and your head forward. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But yet, you're doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's the goal, to make the awareness of your head positioning when you're moving your pelvis.
Well, there is no goal, but that's one of the awarenesses. Right, because like I was showing with Karen, so if you do this, that's not going to be very useful if you're skiing. Because if you do that, you're going to crash. So your head's on the horizon, but the chest is softening and the pelvis is moving forward and back. Okay, so it's understanding these distinctions, getting clear how to do it. And you probably do it, but some of us are very held in certain ways, so it's not clear. Hi, how are you? Okay, so go ahead and come up to sitting again. Let's try it again, leaning both hands again so that this gets really clear. So again, if you want to look at the front of the room and you just watch that your head, your eyes, your chin stays on the horizon. There's no looking down, there's no looking up, yet you roll the pelvis back and you soften the spine. And then you bring the chest forward. Soften. There. So really, as you soften the chest, your chin actually comes forward. Your head actually comes forward. Your chin jets out when you're softening the chest. Soften. Soften. There you go. And then your head grows tall. Better, Karen. Now soften that chest. I know. There you go. That's it. And then get tall. Nice. How are you doing over here? Okay, now that you've got that going, is it possible to bring your right hand onto the right side of your pelvis? And let's just think of the right side doing this. I know. Thought you came to an easy class. This awareness stuff is kind of hard. So think of just the right side going back. That's it. And then pushing the belly forward and coming forward again. That's it, Karen. So the right side goes back. So you're going to feel the right elbow goes back. It's a little bit of a twist. It has to be, because you're only taking the right side back. And then bringing it forward. That's it, Dave. Go back. Now, can you feel as you take the right side back that the right leg actually lengthens forward? So think of your femur. You don't change the feet at all, but the thigh part, right? Because you're moving the pelvis backwards, there's actually space that occurs in that hip joint. And if you don't feel it, I always say hallucinate it. Imagine it, right? Just create the image in your head and it'll start happening.
You feel like a release in your hip flexor?
Yes, yeah. So as you take the pelvis back, that's it. You want to just think, oh, well, all of a sudden, it's like if this is going back, almost like the leg is going forward. Mm-hmm. And you get a space in there. There you go. Good. Okay, come lie on your back and rest. Hallucinating has gotten me very far, as I came to find out in the last 2 days with my doctor's appointments. Sometimes it's good to not know information. You know, they've done a lot of studies of especially places like Africa, and there's people over there that are like, their discs are compressed and missing, and they have no pain. And because they don't know that, first of all, they don't have any pain, and then they don't know what's happened, they don't change anything about their life, and they carry like a huge amount of weight on their head, and you know, it's really interesting. And then as soon as you find out something, it can really destroy that whole image. So sometimes too much information is maybe not so useful. And if they think of themselves as a person that has a strong spine and it's healthy and it can hold all this weight on their head, right? That kind of serves them more than knowing the other stuff. Okay, so let's try it this way. Let's have you continue to lie on your back and bring the soles of your feet together while you're on your back. Okay? And let's place your right hand, again, on the right side of your pelvis, and maybe both hands. Let's put both hands, left hand. Okay, so can you think of taking the right side of the pelvis backwards, right? So would that mean the left side would lift forward? So bring the soles of your feet together. Remember, bend your knees out to the side.
That one.
Yep, same position as sitting, but you're down. And now think the right side of the pelvis is going to press backwards, which means the left side is going to pop up. And just do the one side. Okay, so I really want you to press the right side backwards and let the left side lift up.
Oh, okay.
See, that's backwards.
All right.
Not side to side.
Yeah.
So as the right side comes backwards, the right knee even comes down to the floor,
okay,
the whole left side lifts up.
You've probably hit my worst part, too, this class.
So isn't that good?
Yeah, because I have a pin in this hip. And that's why it's a little...
So this is,
yeah,
this is what...
This is good for me.
It is. So think of this side coming back, right, pressing in the floor, and then this side can pop up. So don't... don't worry about the left side popping up. In fact, really let the left side pop up so you can feel the right side coming back. So if the right side comes back, the left side pops up. Okay, but not lifting. Just do it easy. There, that's what I want. There. Mm. There. Now, again, as the right side goes backwards, can you get this idea that all of a sudden there's length, right, into the right leg and hip joint? Right? They separate. How you doing over here, Ann?
I'm not sure.
You're good. So this is coming back, and just let this side, yeah, float up. So then there's this space here.
Okay, so I'm actually pushing down.
Down. Yeah, that's when I say down, I mean down into the earth. And that's backwards, right? Because this is behind you.
Does that mean your back is arching then?
Sure, on the
instead
left side.
Okay.
Yeah. Just let that, there, let this really, there. Good. Okay, that's it, Jolie. That's it, Cindy. Good. Okay, so do that just a few more times and notice your breathing. Good. Okay, and go ahead and straighten your legs and rest. Okay, so let's try it another way, kind of make it even easier before we come back to sitting. So this time, bend your knees and bring your feet to standing, okay? And most of you have done this movement before. So your feet are standing, your knees are pointed towards the ceiling, and you're going to take, once again, the right side of the pelvis backwards. Backwards means that it's going to press into the floor. That means the left side of the pelvis is going to come up. And like I showed in the beginning, right, the golfer stance, this is exactly what you do with golf. So your knees do not turn. Your pelvis moves around the knees, around the legs. That's it. So as the right side sinks, the left side lifts up.
Okay.
And what's so good for you is to start getting this pelvis to move.
It feels better already.
You know, you haven't been moving the pelvis because you had the hip surgery. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden your pelvis stopped moving.
And that was when I was 18, so that's many, many years ago. So.
There you go. So as Anne asked, you do. You get an arch in your back. Your lower back doesn't stay flat. The whole left side arches and push this belly out towards me. Push the belly. Push the belly. There. Like that. Out. And now let this happen. There. Yeah. Don't hold your abdominals in. No tightening. We don't do any of that in here.
So we're really just pushing this down. Right?
That's right. You're just taking it backwards.
I have a tendency.
Nice. Nice job. So remember, keep the knees up. Beautiful, Cindy. The knees stay pointed towards the ceiling. That's it. And then just a little bit more like this.
You're not supposed to use your foot to help you down.
Yep. Your feet can help a little bit. Uh-huh. This side sink.
No power without my foot.
Well, and time. And then come back to the center. And then this. There you go. Good. Okay. And let that go and rest. Everybody rest. Okay. So now let's come back up to the sitting position. And we're going to see what has changed. So you sit with the soles of your feet together as we started. For sure, your right hand is on the right side of your pelvis. If you want the left hand there, or the left hand on your knee or your thigh. Okay, so we're going to take the right side backwards. Backwards means behind you, right? So there's a twist. It means the right side of your ribs come back, the right elbow comes back, and then you come back to the starting position. That's it. Good. Is that getting easier? That's it, Julie.
That's a lot of work.
There. Good. Okay, and then go ahead and rest on your back. Well, you know, that's one of the interesting things is that most of us are cruising around in our bodies doing things that we don't realize actually hold us back. And as the movement gets clearer, you'll see it'll be a lot lighter and easier. Movements are hard when we're not allowing our whole self to move. Okay? Okay, so we're going to change the position again. So I'd like you to roll over onto your stomach. And let's have you place your right hand on top of the back of your left hand. And then your forehead is on the back of your right hand. So your right hand is on the top of the back of your left hand. And then your forehead is on the back of your right hand. And now you're going to do a movement with your right leg, your right knee, that you're going to bend your right knee out to the side so your foot stays down. So keep your leg long. Just listen to the instructions. Bend the right knee out to the side and pull it up along the side. That's it. That's it, Karen. And then straighten again. So your foot stays on the ground. So you're going to bend your knee out to the side. There's the side.
Okay.
Yeah. And so guess what has to happen with the right side of the butt? It comes up. But what is up now? The ceiling is backwards still. Okay? Doing the same movement. So think about it. You have to bring the right butt up and backwards to create space and room. That's it. So this comes back, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, if you can think of it, backwards. And now straighten your leg, and the hip goes forward. And now feel. You push into my hand. Push into my hand to bring the leg up. There you go. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take the right side backwards to make room for the leg. Okay? And make sure that you really bend the knee out to the side. That's it. And push, really think of pushing your butt up towards the ceiling to do it. And then straighten. There. Let this relax. And now push there. Backwards. Good. Good. Nice. Okay, now this next time, stay with your knee drawn up. Okay, so we'll stay in this position. This is a position a lot of times kids will end up, and even myself, some of us adults still sleep like this. Now in this position, can you start to take the right side of your butt and pelvis towards the left? So it's like you're going to roll. Beautiful, Karen. And just let this leg relax. Yeah. Again, you're doing the same movement. You're rolling around that hip joint. So just see if this whole foot, yeah, let it relax. There you go. So you're going to take that right side of your pelvis backwards, almost to think that you might roll onto your left side, right? That's it, Julie. And there should be no holding in the abdominals, the ribs. So feel how your ribs get pulled backwards as well. Does everybody feel that with their ribs? Right? So as the right side of the pelvis comes backwards, it takes the ribs for a ride. Nice. So Jolie, think more backwards, like where my voice is coming from. Not so much up. Sorry. Come over to this way. You want to arc more over here. So if you're going to roll onto your left side, there. You're going to roll onto your left side. There. That's what I want you to feel. So it's not straight up to the ceiling, but it's there, you're arcing back towards me. Beautiful. Okay, let's let that go and roll back over onto your back and rest. And as you're resting now, just kind of notice, does anything feel different with your right leg? That right side of your pelvis and hip joint, because we've done all these movements right on kind of on one side. Something feel looser there?
This feels more relaxed on this side.
Yeah.
Feels looser.
Yeah, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Good. Well, what's loosening? So the more that you organize clarity of movement, which is what we're doing, and teaching, oh, well, this is how this moves and this moves, muscles that are holding just start letting go. So muscles are holding. The reasons that muscles hold when they're not supposed to is because you're not moving your skeleton properly.
Because you're not aware of it.
That's right. So as soon as you start moving the skeleton properly, the muscles can just let go. Because their job is not to hold. The job of the muscles is to carry out action and movement. Okay? So when I like go to take a step, the role, like let's say the quads, is to lift the leg and carry out the movement. But if I'm contracting these muscles even before I move, it actually is working against me taking a step. And that's what most of us are walking around doing from bad habits.
But if you haven't used them and they're awakened, does that mean they're stiff? And that you have to also stretch them, or are they just little?
Mm-mm. Okay, let's come back up to the sitting position. Soles of your feet together. Let's get that right hand. You can have both hands if you want. Right hand on the hip, left hand on the knee if you want, wherever it's comfortable. And let's go back to this movement. You're going to take the pelvis back and forward. You feel the right side come back and the ribs, the elbow, and then it comes forward. How's it going? That's it, Karen.
Better.
Much better. So it should start to feel an easier, more fluid, less effort. And again, remember when I talked about your breathing? You should be able to breathe. Where in the beginning you might have been holding your breath. And this is kind of a hard movement. That's it. Good. Okay, so now like for the fun of it, we're going to put your left hand on your left side of your pelvis, right? Yeah. And just let's see what that's like. Just the first approximation, it's going to probably feel like, oh my gosh, how do I even take it backwards? Right? Okay, so just that's it. Think going backwards. That's it. Okay, so you want to go backwards on this side. I'm sorry, I forget your first
name.
Paul. So Paul, I want you now to take this side back after we've done the other side and then come forward.
Oh, okay.
So if you notice, if the left side goes backwards, what does the right side need to do?
Forward.
That's right, come forward. Okay, and this is like, I know it feels hard on the floor right now, but this is like so basic, right, for walking. This motion has to happen in the pelvis for us to be able to walk. So another way to try it is, before you get too exhausted, put your hands, yeah, somewhere close to your feet, and actually bring your feet a little bit more, your knees up like your feet are standing, and I want you to walk on your butt. So your hands are on your legs. Yep, and let's have you walk backwards. It's actually easier. So lift up the right cheek, and then lift up the left. The carpet might be bad. That's it. There. Walk backwards on your butt. Good. Now walk forward. And you might want to, yeah, you can straighten your legs a little bit more if you want. There's some different ways with your legs being relaxed. That's it. Is it easier coming forward or back? Forward, okay. Go back again. So there was this guy, Sergio, who did all this studying up in Canada because he took amputees that didn't have legs and said, well, even without legs, you actually generate movement from the pelvis up to walk. It's not about your legs. It's about your pelvis and spine. Now walk forward again. So get that forward, back. Everybody got that idea? Yeah? Okay, so now let's come back to the soles of the feet. Okay? Hands on the pelvis. And let's try to take the left side again back and then forward and just see if anything changed from that movement. That's it. And now can we alternate? So can you take the left side back once and then the right side back once? Left, that's it, Jolie. And then that's it, Cindy, and then right. Okay, rest on your backs. Okay, so staying on your back, let's have you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Okay? And do you remember what we did last time is we took the right side back, pressing it into the floor. So this time we're going to take the left side back. So if the left side presses into the floor, that's it, Paul. The right side lifts up. And now come back to the center. This is so good for you, Karen.
It is.
It's like your perfect day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's okay for you to keep your hand there. But think of this sinking down by this lifting up.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's very foreign for this side to do anything.
Yeah,
it's been on a vacation for a very long time. I always say, in Hawaii, drinking Mai Tais. So we're waking it up, but we're going to wake it up by this side being the active one right now. There!
Well, I go for an adjustment every month.
Guess what? You won't need to.
Well, good.
You come here
since
and
I'm
you won't.
Here.
You will not need to go and get adjustments anymore. See, because you're learning what you need to learn. What?
I haven't had an adjustment in 3 years.
Oh, well, since I'm not living where I can get an adjustment, I'm glad I'm...
That's it. Okay, so now can you alternate the sides to sides? So remember, I'm going to have to separate you two. My two children over here. Yay. So remember, your knees are pointed towards the ceiling. And so you're moving, this is again like golf, you're moving the pelvis around the legs. So this side, perfect, Anne. And then this side lowers, and this side lifts. And then this side lowers. Really let that arch in your lower back. And then arch, that's it. So the belly comes forward. There. That's it. And I know for some of you this is a real repeat, but it doesn't hurt. Repeats never hurt. Nope. Let your belly forward.
Right.
There. Always let that belly push out. I don't want you tucking under. There. And now come back. There. And now come back and then do it again. There. So as you keep doing the movement a little bit more, I want you now to pay attention to your ribs. So the ribs should be following the movement. So whichever side is lifting up, right, Paul? So as you go ahead, lift up the right side, the ribs come forward. And then now come back, and as you lift the left side, push those ribs forward. That's it. I just want your legs to be a little quieter because it's not about the legs. Move the pelvis again. There. I know that's your harder side. And now you feel how much easier that side is, the left? Now think of these ribs coming forward. Really let this come forward. There. That's it. See how easy it is on this side?
Yeah.
Why is it easy on that side?
Because I'm a lefty.
No. That's changing today. Okay, so a little quieter with your legs. So keep the knees towards the ceiling. Now move your pelvis around the knees. There you go, like that. Yeah, and then the other side. There, that's your harder side too.
Mm-hmm.
Feel how easy this side is. So it doesn't need that much work. Now do better. And then as you're doing this, the other place to notice, right, is that the thigh moves away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's that idea, right, that you feel how the thigh moves away from you. That's it. That's it. Good. Okay, let's rest. Lengthen your legs on your back and rest. So yeah, and so what really first happens is we have a skeleton. And the skeleton is connected, right? Every single bone is connected to the next bone. And if there's any place in the skeleton that we stop moving, what happens is our muscular system kicks in and it makes up for it. And that's where tension comes from, because we end up doing too much work in our muscular system. So part of what this method does is, as you get clarity back in the skeleton how to move, those muscles start to let go that we're doing all that work. And you really start to experience the ease of moving. People are doing a lot more work than they ever need to move. Does that make sense to everybody? Not a good way to describe it? So, I mean, a really fun thing to do that I've suggested in class before is, like, when you go home tonight, if you can remember this, is when you lie down to go to bed and your head's on your pillow, first notice how it feels and then ask yourself the question, have I completely let go of my head to rest on the pillow? And I guarantee you, once you ask yourself the question, you will feel another level of, like, your head being able to sink into the pillow. But you weren't even aware you were holding in your neck. Do you see what I'm saying? But it's once you ask yourself the question, you'll go, oh, and then you can let go. So it's interesting, right? You're lying in bed and your head's on a pillow and you would think it would be automatic that you would let go. But if we have any tension in our neck and our jaw, we keep on holding even though we're lying down and we have the support of the ground. So the only thing that changes that is you becoming aware. And that's what you're doing here. That's what this work is about. Okay, let's come to having your soles of your feet together, but stay on your back. Yeah. And instead of just going left and right, let's go left and right, and then we'll go into the next movement. So the same thing like you just did with your legs standing, but now the soles of the feet are together, right? And if you want to think of it happening from your knees, that's fine. Let's think of your right knee coming all the way down to the ground. So if your right knee comes all the way down to the ground, it means your left knee comes up. And then the left knee comes to the ground, and the right knee comes up, right? And then once you have the movement going, shift your attention to the pelvis. So it's not just the right knee, but it's the right side of the pelvis pushes back into the floor, which pops the left side forward. Okay? So this should be getting easier. Is it getting easier? Mm-hmm. Now, draw your attention and awareness to those ribs. So if the right side of the knee is coming down, right? Which means it's moving backwards, right? The ribs move backwards too, and the left side pops up. That's it, Paul. And then go to the other side. So whatever knee comes to the ground, the opposite side of the rib cage pops up, and really let it pop up. Like, you can exaggerate it. Because in fact, the more that you let the ribs pop up, the easier it is. There's like so little effort in the hip joints and the legs. That's it, Cindy. It's really easy then. Now, as you keep doing that, notice your jaw. I know. This is hard work. Awareness is hard work. It's like, can you notice your jaw, and is there any tension there? Okay, so let it go. So see if you can just separate the upper and the lower teeth. I know, it's like, instead of clench. What's interesting about this is, you know, you think, well, you don't multitask, but we all, and there's so many places where you're multitasking. Driving, I've used as an example before. It's one of the biggest places. You know, you're hitting a gas pedal, a brake, you're using your hand for blinkers. Cell phone, your eyes are on the road, sometimes looking over your shoulder, looking in the rearview mirror. We do multitasking all the time, but this is a very different way right now where you're drawing attention onto yourself. That's it. So see if that jaw can be open. Now, we're going to add in another piece. So just keep on doing the rocking back and forth, and I want you to let the lower part of your jaw, the chin, drop down, And you're going to stick your tongue out and down as if to touch your chin. So can you touch your chin each time you shift one of the legs down? I don't know if I'm going to get Ann back again. She's going to go, this was the strangest class I ever came to. We did things with the tongue.
No, you got us on YouTube right now.
I have you what? Oh, that's right, on YouTube. That's right. We're just focusing on you. Good. But notice when your tongue touches your chin, notice what happens in your belly. It relaxes. It can't do anything but let go. But when you're clenching the jaw, you're holding your belly. Right, Karen? I said that in the beginning. I said there is a relationship between your jaw and your pelvis.
Because I was holding it in my stomach, and that's what was hard to...
Yeah, and you cannot hold your stomach and stick your tongue down to your chin. It's impossible.
So are we driving now?
Yes, and so when you leave here, you're going to be doing this, and all the people at the lights will be looking at you. Okay, let it go and rest. Just rest, yeah. No, it's really interesting. I was talking about a client to a friend of mine that I worked with. We got to work with this man before I moved here, only for a short time, and he was one of the most extraordinary people, situations. Because he had drop foot. And I'm just going to say the right foot. I don't know if any of you know what drop foot is. But he had no control of his right foot. And it came about because he was a professional cyclist. And trained, and rode, and high-end cyclist. And you can straighten your legs and just really rest, yeah. And so he had been to every neurologist back in California. He came in with just this... A very smart man, huge history, been to every doctor, and nobody knew any way to help him. And so his foot dragged, you know, so he literally like dragged his foot and he had all these compensations. But anyways, so the first thing I asked him to do, which he thought was so strange, I said, well, let's see if you can walk backwards, right? Okay. So he went to take a step backwards, and when he went to take a step backwards, his foot activated. And he was just blown away. He was like, why in the world could I use my foot when I'm stepping backwards, but when I'm stepping forward? And this is what this method's all about. We develop these habits in the neurological system. So stepping forward, right, is the habit. So to fire the neurological system to those muscles, he already had a habit that he couldn't do that anymore. But when I asked him to do something so strange as to step backwards, it freed up the nervous system. And that was the first time he felt like, oh, there was hope that he could somehow learn to reorganize himself to have his foot back again. But it blew his mind. Kind of blew my mind too, because I didn't know. But I thought if he couldn't control his foot going backwards, then I thought there is maybe it's been severed or something. But I knew if I put him in a completely different situation and we got a response, the nervous system was intact. Does that make sense? It's kind of fascinating, huh? So we did a lot of things like that where he actually started to get interruption, where he actually had control of his foot. The big problem was is he wasn't willing to cut back on his cycling. So I didn't mind him cycling every day, but I did mind him. He wanted to go still 150%, which kept the pattern of contraction going. Does that make sense?
So that's where it came from, was the contraction?
The contraction, yeah. He was so contracted in his groin, and that's part of lifting the leg to step. So when I asked him to step backwards, you're opening, you're extending.
Right.
So that's why he could control the foot. So it was how do you change the pattern when you're pulling up on the bike, right? So I needed him to go a lot easier, and I wanted him to think of pushing away, not pulling up. Kind of interesting. Okay, I gave you a long rest. Okay, so let's have you come up and lean on your hands again, soles of your feet together, or your hands actually on each side of your pelvis. And let's see if you can, first of all, take the whole pelvis back and forward. Let's just try that. If you want to lean on your hands, you can. That's it, Karen. And now pop that chest up and then round back again. Hey, you're doing it. Awesome. There. That's it, Anne. Soften more in your chest, but you're getting it. So really let this chest fold. The more you let your chest fold, you know, maybe bring your hands up to like this, like you're hugging somebody or something. Yeah. So that's it. That's easier. And then as you get erect, there we go. And then come back. That's it. There you go. Excellent. Okay, rest again. We're going to add in two more movements. Much better. Today was story day.
What?
Story day. I've told you guys a lot of stories. I'm pondering whether I should tell you the story about me now. Sure?
Yes.
So it's kind of fascinating. Okay, let's come up again. This time I'd like your arms straight out in front. Soles of your feet together. And now we're going to go back to taking the right side back and the right side forward and the left side back and the left side forward, right? So then you should feel the arms and the chest. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. You're all getting this. Good. Okay, pause for a minute. Let's just keep the right arm up and the left hand on the left side of the pelvis. Okay, and let's just take the right side back and the right side forward. Let's just focus on the right side. Right side back, right side forward. That's so much clearer, isn't it, Anne?
It is. More in touch with what I'm working
on. Good. How's that, Julie? Good? Okay, good. Rest again. So do you want to hear the story?
Yes.
Okay. So the regulars know that I've had this knee issue. Okay, so now I visited the last of the three doctors. So what it is my kneecap is completely out of alignment. Okay? It's off to the side. But this is the real interesting thing, is that they've taken me through all these tests and stuff. I don't have any pain and I can do everything. So they kind of are at a loss with me, because what the last two doctors said to me is, this just didn't happen overnight. So this is back to my earlier story of, like, you know, sometimes you're better off not knowing something. So they have figured that I've been running like this for a very long time. So those of you that don't know me, I'm a really high-end good runner. And so I haven't had any pain. I never have knee pain. So I've been running with the kneecap completely out of alignment. And they're like, it's like next to impossible, like they don't understand it, because I don't have pain. They're like, anybody else that will walk in the store would have all this pain and issues. So anyways, that's the story. So it's a very interesting thing. So the chances of me getting it back to alignment are maybe not very likely, unless I go and do surgery. But we're all kind of sitting with, well, maybe just don't do surgery at this point because it's not bothering me. No, you know, actually the doctor yesterday, the first doctor didn't say this on Monday, but the doctor yesterday that I saw, he thinks I probably had some kind of injury or fall when I was really young for the kneecap to be so out of place, because my left knee is so normal. I don't know. So see, then you get all this speculation. Nobody knows. All that we know is that it is really, it's completely in left field where it does not belong. Yet I don't have any, I don't have any pain from it or problems. I only did in the last run that I did, and that's what brought it all about. So anyways, it's an interesting, isn't it interesting, Jolie? It's like,
yes, I think when they tell you that your kneecap's out of alignment, it could be something else too, you know?
Well, no, this is pretty clear. Oh, yeah. It's like your kneecap is supposed to be in this nice little groove area on the x-ray, and mine is like sitting onto the outside.
Oh.
It's completely way over here.
Oh.
So it's so evident. But the surgery they were going to do, the last two doctors said it would be a false surgery to do because it's not my IT band that pulled it out of alignment. Mm-hmm. It's just out of alignment. They did all these tests for my IT band, and it's not what's causing it to be out of alignment. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, I guess it's been this way for a long time. I know, it's kind of an interesting thing, huh? So this is back to why I said sometimes you're better off not knowing something, because now that I know that, you know, I mean,
every step you take, you're thinking of that x-ray.
Well, I'm not, because I'm going back to going, you know, I've been functioning pretty good on this. So it's interesting. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. Let's just finish up with two more movements. Let's bring your left arm forward, the soles of your feet together, and let's do the movement of taking the left side back and the left side forward. Let's see how that is. Good. Excellent, Karen. Nice. Okay, now can you try to bring both hands and one more time try to alternate them? So once the right side goes back and then once the left side goes back. And not thinking about the arms moving, just feeling what happens in the chest and the arms because of you taking the pelvis back. That's nice. And then breathing, letting your jaw be relaxed. Okay, and rest on your back again. Pulling, it's sitting on your butt.
Oh, okay.
So now just take a moment to notice how you're lying on your back now after doing these movements. Remember, we started by kind of scanning yourself and feeling your shoulders, your upper back, and how your spine is lying on the floor in between your shoulder blades, down to your pelvis. How is your lower back and pelvis now resting? How are your legs lying on the floor? And maybe just ask yourself, what feels the most different to you right now? So, especially those of you that are new, when you came in and laid down on the floor, what's different? It could be as simple as just your breathing, or your whole self feels more relaxed. You feel different in the pelvis there?
Well, one thing I noticed is when I lay the first time I'm down like this, the legs like this, my pelvis coming up straightens this leg out. It's a little painful, but I see that I overcompensate.
Yes, you do.
For this. And see, my knee goes to the side, too, because they're all out of alignment. So
something's different. Great. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Okay, so go ahead and taking your time, you're going to roll to one side and bring yourself up to sitting, and then we'll come up to standing to see how it feels in standing. In standing. In standing. In standing.